Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out the thousands of archives and thousands of articles and hundreds of Brain Trust members. And our newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it. It's free. It comes by email on Sunday. The blog is updated every weekday. We'll send it to you, or you can come and get it, or you can go. You can find it on our homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can go directly to jimsblog.biz. So check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It is free. Everything is free except for the books. We ask you to pay for those, but everything else is free. No barrier to entry. No, we don't have a firewall there. You don't have to tell us who you are. You can just come and just noodle around on our site and use it to your advantage. Justin Kitch is our guest, and Justin's been with us before. He's the founder and CEO of Homestead Technologies, and he helps small businesses with their technology solutions, and he's our friend. Justin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. My pleasure. Glad to be there.
It's good to have you back, as always. Next week is Home-Based Business Week.
That is correct.
And
are you excited?
I'm all a Twitter. No, we've been celebrating home-based business around here for a long time. And I wanted to ask you about the survey. You've been doing some research on some of the most interesting and maybe most viable home-based business trends that are in the process and that are coming up.
That's correct. We commissioned a study because we have an awful lot of home-based businesses at Homestead, and we find them fascinating and really an exciting part of American life.
When they're huggable, they're so huggable and cuddly, aren't they?
They really are. You know, you talk to these people, and they're very passionate about it. They've carved out of wonderful, creative businesses that fit into their lives, and they always have interesting perspective on the world. We found some interesting stuff on the research. We actually wanted to do this study to understand more about what makes them tick, who they are, and some interesting stuff came out.
Well, tell us about it.
All right. Well, first of all, as you can imagine, they tend to have a list of things that they really care about. And one of the things that popped out right away is the amount of time that these people save by not commuting. This struck me. The average national commute is 25 minutes.
For regular folks, not
regular people. Home-based businesses, what do you think the average commute is?
Well, my friend Beverly Williams wrote a book called The 30-Second Commute.
There you go. That's exactly what it is. It's how long it takes you to get from the, you know, from the kitchen into your living room.
Or wherever.
Wherever you have it set up, kitchen table business, whatever it is. So that's one that I think is quite interesting. They kind of popped is that these people, the number one reason that they like the home-based business is no commute. So these are people who've been in the workforce before. And second one is that quite a few of the workers were over 50. In home-based businesses, which we found surprising.
That doesn't sound surprising to me. I mean, I'm imagining all the people who took early retirement. They were, you know, whatever their circumstances, there are a lot of people in their 50s who find themselves, for whatever reason, needing to reinvent themselves. And so it doesn't really surprise me that much that they would say, you know what, I've got enough money, my retirement or whatever I've got. I mean, I've got enough money to live, but I don't have enough money. I don't have the capital to go downtown and open up a shop or an office or a building or whatever and put a shingle out. But you know, maybe I could start something small at home and start, you know, in concentric circles just over a period of time, grow this out of here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the image and the popular image of home-based businesses are either, you know, stay-at-home moms, people who used to be in the workforce who have kids. But one in three of these workers is over 50 when they first transition to self-employment. They made that decision at the age of 50 or older. And you
know what? Let me tell you something, Justin. That number's going to grow.
I think you're right. It has to grow.
And so,
of course, another thing that's growing is the number of those people who are actually comfortable with technology. Of course, the reason that we were so interested in doing the study is because technology is a major enabler for home-based businesses. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine running a home-based business without a high-speed internet connection, for example?
Well, I actually did it once.
Yeah, it's probably a lot harder than when you have one.
I was home-based twice, long before it was cool. I was actually a teleworker in the 70s for a number of years, for about 6 years. And toward the end of my tenure in that assignment, I actually had a telecopier. Remember the old barrel? You never saw a barrel telecopier, did you?
You know, I read about it in books.
Yeah, so. You saw it in a museum one time, didn't you? Yeah. And then later on, you know, I didn't have anything, you know, no dial-up or anything. And so it's interesting. Well, stand by. Justin, we've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Justin Kitch. He's with Homestead Technologies. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Justin Kitch. And he is the sharp-dressed man. Justin is founder and CEO of Homestead Technologies out of Palo Alto, California. And Justin, give us your website, please.
Sure. www.homestead.com.
And so tell us what you guys do.
For your listeners, Jim.
Tell us what you do first.
Sure thing. What Homestead does is it enables small businesses to build their website. You can start with a free 30-day trial where you go on, you actually start right there on the website and choose a template to start with and start editing your site right on the fly. And then we also help you build it, help you design it, get your email address for it, your domain name. We pretty much take care of everything you need to have an online presence.
And you actually have the technology that allows them to develop their own website and maintain it, right?
That's right. We have a technology that's sort of the underpinning foundation that they can use themselves, and then we can also help them do it. So we sort of use the teach them to fish philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't want to do when you're building a website is entrust somebody else, you know, that's the expert that knows how to build it, and then you don't know how to change it yourself, because then you end up with a site you can never change, or you can't track down the guy, or you got to pay him $100 an hour to change it.
For some stages of business, that's not a good idea. I agree with you. Later on, as you grow, you know, things might change a little bit, but I agree with you. Starting out initially, and for a long time, really for a lot of companies, regardless of who does it or how you make it, you need to be able to change your website on a regular basis, whatever that takes, right?
That's right. And until you have a full-time employee whose only job or major job is to do that, you don't want to be, you know, be dependent on a consultant who's not around a lot. And you know, because you do want to make that dynamic, because that website is what keeps your customers coming back. It makes you feel like that's what makes you feel like a unique business and makes you feel different than your big box competitor down the road.
Well, and I'll tell you, Justin, I have, in times past, I have been held hostage by a webmaster.
Yeah, it's a very, very common story.
It's
I hear
awful.
It all the time.
It's awful. It happened to me a long time ago, and I never intend to let that happen again. But with Homestead, folks, that's not going to happen because you're in charge, and that's homestead.com. Okay, and by the way, you got a blog there, too, don't you, they can check out?
I'm sorry, Jim, I didn't hear you.
Your blog?
Yeah, absolutely. I do have a blog, actually. I started recently as just a way to kind of get a dialogue going with all of our, you know, we've got hundreds of thousands of websites on Homestead built by entrepreneurs all over the world. And it's a way for us to all communicate together. And I started out as a home-based business in my living room, in a house I was renting with five other people. And so I know what it's like, and I love talking to entrepreneurs. So my blog is about that experience.
And how do I get it?
You go to ceounplugged.homestead.com.
Okay.
Or you can just go to homestead.com and look for a link to the CEO blog.
All right, you've been doing some research on the top 10 best home-based business ideas for 2007. Give it to us.
That's right. You want to hear these? This is pretty good.
All right, let's go.
One interesting trend, which I would point out here, is that most people think home-based businesses are often product-based. In other words, your garage is full of inventory, and you're selling stuff on eBay or you're selling stuff, you know, over the phone. But it turns out that most home-based businesses, especially these days, as more and more product businesses are going, you know, overseas, are service-based businesses. And then the great thing about service-based businesses is that the lifestyle is a lot better. You can, it's easier for you to craft a unique offering that is, that's competitive, you know, as opposed to when you're selling a widget, it's really hard for you to compete on anything except price and service. And you can't really compete on service in a home-based business compared to someone who's got 100 people sitting on the phone waiting to answer questions. So here's a couple of them. You notice that they're almost all are service businesses. Mm-hmm. And these can come to us from a fellow named Daryl Zahorsky, who's at About. He's the small business expert at About.com, for those listeners who know About.com. First one is e-learning, actually creating podcasts and video blogs and other types of web content to help people with specific learning needs. Mm-hmm. So that's the first one. Number two is eBay aftermarket, which is helping companies do sort of niche activities on eBay. There's all kinds of niche businesses.
Give us an example.
Well, for example, if eBay, you can buy electronics on eBay, or you can buy, language products on eBay to help people use them after they buy them. So you get them.
So you're saying identify what people are buying, but the things that they might need help using, and come up with a way to how would you contact these people? How do you find out that they bought this? How do you make them know that you're available?
Yeah, well, you can draft off of them and actually sell a few products on eBay to get them, or you can buy, you know, the keywords around the same things that they're searching for. There's a lot of ways to get their attention. Mm-hmm. You can also contact people in eBay who are bidding through the eBay system. So if you see people bidding on certain products, you can go email them through. They don't expose their email address, but you can send a message to them through the eBay system.
I got you.
That says, hey, I noticed that you're looking to buy this thing, but what you really need is, you know, don't buy it unless you get my services as well.
Right. Okay.
So it's a great way to. What's cool about eBay is it's sort of a niche market in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything you need for a niche market is right there, and you can go find the trends out. You can analyze the trends, and then you can contact the people and actually, you know, even recruit customers all through eBay.
Right. Right.
Really interesting.
Quick one.
Go ahead.
Give me another quick one.
Yeah, sure. Here's one: background checks. That small businesses are actually starting to use other companies to do background checks, and that's one that
you can do that from home. Absolutely. Stand by, Justin. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Justin Kitch, the founder and CEO of Homestead Technologies. That's homestead.com. They make websites for you and let you actually allow you to make them make your own website. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till, and we're riding that magic bus with our good friend Justin Kitch. K-I-T-C-H. He's the founder and CEO of Homestead Technologies. That's homestead.com. If you need a website developed, folks, and you'd like to have a little more control over it than you otherwise would have, I'd encourage you to check out what Justin and his organization has to offer. And you got that 30-day free trial thing going on too, haven't you, Justin?
Yeah, we do, actually. And we've given a special discount, 3 months off for any one of your listeners. If they just go to homestead.com/radio, we'll give them 3 months at half price.
Wow. What a deal. Like, folks, take advantage of that.
Yeah, that's a good value.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate you making that available. All right, give us some of these other. Talk to us about some of these other programs that these other home-based businesses that you think will be good in 2007.
All right. Well, another one is scrapbooking. You know, there's
My daughter does that.
Well, I don't know if she does it for a fee or if she does it just for fun.
She does it for fun, but it's big business, isn't it?
It is a big business, and what people are starting to do is to offer it as a service. Because, you know, none of us have time. I've got two kids and a busy job, and no one has time to build these things. You've got big old you know, it used to be you'd have a shoebox full of pictures. Now you've got a lot of digital images, and taking the time to build that into a scrapbook. People are offering that as a service, and they're charging $500 to build a scrapbook, and people love it. They're taking them up left and right. So another really interesting one. Let's see what else we got here. We got specialized coaching. This is I actually have a few friends that do this for the SAT prep and ACT prep and the other test. But you can do coaching for a lot of things. If you have areas of expertise from, I think this is one that plays into that. We're talking about the over 50 crowd, people who have expertise and have a career.
Right.
And whether it's, it could be corporate coaching, spiritual coaching, life coaching, relationship coaching, business coaching. You know, there's a lot of that's a trend right now where people are looking for that and willing to pay $50 an hour, sometimes more, for that type of service.
Well, there's a lot of consulting going on out of home bases, aren't there?
Absolutely.
A lot of different kinds of consulting.
That's one of the easiest things to do from home.
You know what one of the greatest things, this is off just a little bit, but maybe not. You know one of the greatest examples of why America works, why the American economy works? In America, there are people who are line sitters. You know what a line sitter is, right?
Well, I'm assuming it's like a pet sitter, but for a line.
No, a line sitter. S-I-T-T-E-R.
A line sitter. Yeah, a line sitter.
If you want to go to a concert and you want to score a good ticket, but you don't want to go wait in line for 3 days or 24 or get there at midnight or whatever, you can hire somebody to be a line sitter.
That's right.
Now, only in America.
I don't know if that counts as a home-based business.
Well, why not? Why not? My point is, I mean, you could run a group of line sitters out of your home base. all I'm getting at is only in America would people pay to have somebody sit in line. Isn't that a great story?
It is. People in America pay for almost anything if they find value in it.
Well, it's about saving people time. And see, this is what I think. This is part of what you're getting at, and what I think is what people have got to focus on. I talk about this all the time, Justin. If you want to be successful in small business, you've got to incorporate the ability to save your customers time. I don't care whether you're home-based or not. And if you're home-based, that's a perfect way. Find a way. You talked about it earlier, about the people who help people with the after sale, they need instructions. Well, that's what that's all about. It's not like these people can't read, they can't learn. They just don't want to take the time.
That's right.
Save them time.
And if you think about what our lifestyle, and our world is moving to, it's more and more a sort of time-based world where it's not just your the labor or the physical thing you can produce, but it's the way that you can actually help everybody be more productive. Right?
The only way we can synthesize time is to use other people to help people and to pay them for that. We can make more money, but we can't make more time.
And productivity is exactly what drives our economy. If you listen to great economic theorists, and it's all about specialization. People being better at something than you are. And then they can do it faster and better than you can.
Right, absolutely. Justin, can they find the rest of your list on your website?
Yeah, they can, actually.
On your blog?
Homestead.com. You can find, it'll be on my blog shortly. We're releasing it on Friday, I think, so it'll be up there maybe tomorrow.
30-day free trial on the product, and if they tell you, if they go to homestead.com/radio, you'll give them 90 days for half price?
Yeah, in fact, I just looked at it. It's 90 days for free, Jim.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah, 90 days for free just because you know me, folks. See what I do for you.
Jim.
See how hard I work for you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Justin, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks.
See you next time. Justin Kitch, ladies and gentlemen, homestead.com. Folks, go get 90 days of free web hosting for free from Homestead. I work hard for you here. I've said that all the time. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.